Your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300 plus top quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
A four-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a four-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling 80 bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and birchcreekangus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the four-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
Last weekend, the state of North Dakota confirmed its second case of anthrax this year in a beef cattle herd in Stark County. That, according to the state veterinarian's office, North Dakota State Veterinarian Dr. Ethan Andrus urged producers in counties with past cases to consult veterinarians about vaccination and to be alert for unusual livestock deaths. He emphasized that effective vaccines are available, but require more than a week to build immunity, with boosters needed annually for continued protection. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring noted that while anthrax occurs most often in the northeastern, southeastern, and south-central part of North Dakota, it has been detected across nearly every part of the state. A few cases are typically reported each year, though some outbreaks have been larger, such as in 2005, when more than 500 livestock deaths were confirmed. Earlier in the week in Kansas City at the Agriculture Outlook Forum, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins spoke on the current state of the farm economy in the United States and addressed the ways President Trump is supporting American agriculture. U.S. farm production inputs are significantly more costly than 4 years ago, putting tremendous pressure on producers' bottom line. Between 2020 and now, seed expenses have increased 18%, fuel and oil expenses increased 32%, fertilizer expenses increased 37%, labor costs increased 47%, and interest expenses increased a whopping 73%. And that is a wrap. Make sure you join us this weekend for the full program, and that is your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap.